The Warriors and Pistons going toe-to-toe at the Palace of Auburn Hills, and in the second part of a back-to-back, the Warriors getting energy from Kevin Durant as he was hitting shots inside and out, finishing with a game-high 32 points. Klay Thompson with some key threes early and late, finishing with 17 points, as Stephen Curry was creating all night and connecting from distance, five trays en route to 25 points. Draymond Green strong with a double-double, 10 boards and 12 assists, as JaVale McGee had a 15-point night, and the Warriors take care of business, beating Detroit 119-113 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond.
You know, 23 turnovers, a lot of careless defense, but I was happy with the way we closed the game out. We made some stops and scored three straight times, executed offensively really well. So good way to finish the game, but overall not a great performance, but we'll take it.
When you go to that line of play, do you like them? They keep a guy like Drummond out there potentially for, you know, screening purposes? It looked like he kind of had a few defensive breakdowns.
You know, we kind of go to that lineup no matter what. I mean, we feel comfortable with Draymond guarding any center, even somebody as big and strong as Drummond. And, you know, it's our best five players. We throw them out there on the floor, and they know how to play together. So they did a good job, as I said, just finishing the game out and making some plays.
I'm really good at from the high post passing. What are the options you have with him there?
Who's
David West?
David, yeah, David was terrific. He and Ian have a nice connection. Ian's a fantastic cutter. And I think David, just from the elbows, really sees the play over the top really well. And those connections early in the fourth quarter were big plays.
How big was the play down the stretch?
Yeah, he did a great job. You know, made a couple big shots and also stayed strong defensively. We finally kind of got our communication together in the last minute or so, and with those high screens, we switched out. We forced some tough shots. That was good to see.
He seemed a little quiet for a while, but did you draw plays for him down the stretch?
Yeah, we ran a couple plays for him. You know, all the stuff we run, you know, kind of has a couple different options. And so we had him coming off the screen a couple times. And Steph just made the right read and found him twice for open shots. And you know, Klay is so confident in those situations. Even on a night when he doesn't really have it rolling, you know, we're still going to go to him if he's open.
It's a rarity to give up 33 points off of turnovers and still win. But what do you attribute
on the road
sloppiness
to? I don't know. You know, maybe back-to-back. I just think that we weren't sharp, obviously. But to be able to win with 23 turnovers, leading to 33 points, it's pretty remarkable, on the road especially. But I give Detroit credit. They're an excellent defensive team. They're a top five defensive club in this league. They forced a lot of those turnovers, and we were lucky to be able to overcome them.
People admit it, I'm sure, but do you feel like the last 48 hours kind of affected Draymond at all? Do you see
that? Oh, yeah. I mean, he flew across the country three times in the last 48 hours, and I thought that was probably a good reason for his slow start, but you saw what he did in the second half, his defense, his ball handling and assists. You could tell he was a little rusty early on. He was fumbling the ball a little bit. His passes weren't sharp, but he was brilliant in the second half and obviously a huge factor in the win.
What's your excitement level going into Christmas? No one obviously is big in the grand scheme, but have your guys tested against you?
No, it'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, obviously, you'd rather be at home on Christmas, but you know, it is an honor to play on Christmas Day and to play against Cleveland. Obviously a huge challenge, great challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Do you put any more stock in it playing the Cavs, or is it just another game?
You know, you always look forward to certain games against the best teams. It doesn't mean anything for later, you know, for whatever happens down the road. But it's always a fun time to play on Christmas and fun to play against a great team. And I think we're all looking forward to the game, and then we're looking forward to getting home afterwards.
How do you think the injection of Kevin Durant versus LeBron into this rivalry that's built, how does that change this matchup?
Well, we feel a little more comfortable going into this matchup, having Kevin Durant on our team. But it's been a great rivalry, obviously, the last couple of years. you know, LeBron is so good, so big, strong, smart. You know, he's a phenomenal player, and it's nice to be able to go back, you know, with Kevin. Obviously, they'll guard each other quite a bit, but you know, we've got a lot of other guys we got to worry about, and that just as they have to worry about a lot of our guys, and it still comes down to how you play as a team at both ends. We got to do a much better job taking care of the ball. I know that if we turn it over 23 times, we're not winning in Cleveland. So we've got some improvement to make, but again, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Guys go to that lineup to close, and they keep a guy like Drummond out there. I mean, do you guys kind of relish that? It seemed like he got caught, you know, like some screen.
Yeah, you just, I mean, his instinct is to protect the paint. So you put him in pick and rolls, you know, try to hope he struggle a little bit. And pin downs, he's in the paint, so you know, you try to exploit that as well. Same time, he's tough trying to box out and, you know, all those things. So he presents his challenges, but you know, we like our chances when guys, you know, a team keep their big man out there, and you know, with all our weapons that we have out there and the versatility that we have.
When you're done, was that called a timeout?
Yeah, it's a pretty good play. Stan tried to call a playoff, so I moved over a little bit, kind of confused him a bit. Then I ran back to my spot at the last minute, was able to get it, so it's cool.
What's your excitement level heading into Christmas against Cleveland?
I mean, obviously you're excited. You know, this team, that very good ball club. You know, a team that obviously beat us in the finals. It's kind of one of those rivalries that's kind of grown, you know, over the course of the last couple of years. You know, it's always a fun game to play in. So definitely excited. You know, you get to play a very good team on a day where everybody's watching. You know, if you're not excited for that game, kind of question your ticket.
How was the injection of Kevin into this matchup, being able to put him on the ball, change
It definitely changes a lot of things. It helps out a lot. It makes them have to guard us a little more honest. And so, you know, it'll be a good matchup on both ends of the floor.
Do you expect to kind of tag team LeBron defensively?
I mean, I'm sure everybody sees something with LeBron. That's just how it usually goes. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
In the league, just kind of talk about how well you guys are playing right now.
I don't think we're playing that great. I think we know how to win. You know, there's a lot of things that we got to get better at. We got to continue to get better on defensive end. But I think a big part of that is execute on the offensive end and not turning the ball over. I think we had 23 turnovers tonight, something like that. You know, it's hard to play defense like that. So we got to execute on the offensive end, which will help our defense. It's not necessarily our defense is bad, but you can't defend those turnovers. So, you know, once we correct that problem, it'll help us all the way around.
And this three-game road trip wraps up on Sunday afternoon in Cleveland with the Warriors taking on the Cavs on Christmas Day. At the Palace of Auburn Hills, I'm Lawrence Scott.